What is diffuse beta activity? Diffuse beta activity refers to the widespread presence of fast frequency EEG rhythms, typically above 13 Hz, that extend beyond their usual frontal localization. Under normal conditions, beta rhythms, ranging from 13 to about 30 Hz, are usually seen frontally, particularly in wakeful and attentive states. They are low in amplitude, highly state-dependent, and often modulated by eye opening, muscle tone, and cognitive engagement. However, in some EEGs, beta activity appears more broadly distributed, extending into central, parietal, and even occipital regions, often without a clear behavioral correlate. This more extensive, symmetric, and persistent beta is referred to as diffuse beta activity. The presence of diffuse beta is not inherently abnormal, but it does merit clinical consideration. It may reflect endogenous factors, such as individual variability in cortical excitability or exogenous factors, including the use of CNS-active medications, e.g., benzodiazepines, barbiturates, certain anesthetics, or non-cerebral factors, such as EMG contamination. Understanding its origin requires integration of EEG morphology, distribution, reactivity, and the patient's clinical state. Diffuse beta activity can be observed in healthy individuals at rest and is often present in anxious, hyperaroused, or stimulant-exposed subjects. In contrast, in sedated or medicated individuals, especially those taking GABAergic agents, the beta may reflect cortical inhibitory tone. In neurocritical care or intraoperative EEG, generalized beta activity may signal the emergence of burst suppression, deep sedation, or cortical idling. For these reasons, diffuse beta is best understood as a context-sensitive phenomenon, physiologic in some cases, pharmacologic or artifact-related in others. What is its morphology? The morphology of diffuse beta activity is characterized by high-frequency, low, to moderate amplitude waveforms that exhibit a sinusoidal or spindle-like appearance. These waveforms are typically sharply contoured, with regular frequency and stable duration. They appear as fine, closely spaced waves with minimal waxing and waning, often superimposed over slower background rhythms, such as alpha or theta. Unlike alpha, which waxes and wanes with alertness, or delta, which reflects pathological slow wave activity, beta tends to be persistent and non-reactive during its expression. Morphologically, beta waves do not typically show abrupt onset or offset. When observed across the entire head, they may seem to overlay or blur the visibility of slower rhythms beneath them. In EEG interpretation, they present as tightly packed oscillations that create a fast background effect, especially when generalized. In some recordings, the beta rhythm may resemble spindle activity, particularly if it shows a waxing waning amplitude contour and frontocentral dominance. This beta spindling is especially common in patients under the influence of benzodiazepines or barbiturates, reflecting an enhanced GABAergic tone on thalamocortical circuits. It is important to distinguish morphological beta from artifacts such as muscle activity, which also appear in the beta frequency range, but differ significantly in contour and consistency. True cerebral beta maintains a steady frequency, is symmetric, and shows no abrupt irregularities. In contrast, EMG artifacts are often irregular, vary in amplitude, and may be asymmetrically distributed, particularly in temporal or jaw electrode regions. Morphological precision, recognizing smooth, stable beta waves versus erratic artifacts, is essential for accurate interpretation. Raw EEG analysis. The EEG segment above contains a prominent example of diffuse beta activity, which is broadly distributed across the frontal, central, and posterior regions. The beta rhythm appears as tightly packed 18 to 25 Hz waveforms of low to moderate amplitude, superimposed on slower background rhythms. It is most apparent in channels such as F3, AVG, FZ, AVG, C3, AVG, P3, AVG, and O1, AVG, with a high degree of bilateral symmetry and temporal persistence. In posterior regions, this beta activity partially masks the underlying alpha rhythm, which is still visible around 9 to 10 Hz in channels such as P4, O2, and O2, AVG. A distinct notch morphology occurs in these channels, where alpha and beta overlap, producing brief composite waveforms. A separate harmonic at approximately 18 to 19 Hz is also visible and most likely represents a fast alpha harmonic rather than separate beta generation. The transition between alpha and beta appears smooth, suggesting overlapping frequency bands rather than competing rhythms. The diffuse nature of the beta pattern, its lack of localization, symmetric amplitude, and absence of evolution, supports a benign interpretation. It does not show focality, phase reversal, or field distribution suggestive of epileptiform activity. Importantly, no aftercoming slow waves or clinical correlation are observed. The waveform contour is consistent and regular, without signs of EMG interference, which tends to be more abrupt and localized. Finally, a well-defined EKG artifact is visible in the lower channels, e.g., A1, AVG, A2, AVG, distinguishable by its stereotyped morphology, rhythmic periodicity, and phase alignment with the red EKG trace. It does not affect the beta interpretation but highlights the importance of distinguishing true EEG activity from extracerebral artifacts. What causes diffuse beta activity? The causes of diffuse beta activity can be broadly classified into three categories: pharmacological, physiological, and artifactual. Among pharmacological causes, benzodiazepines are most frequently associated with diffuse beta enhancement. These medications enhance GABA-A receptor-mediated inhibition and are known to increase the power of beta oscillations, particularly over the frontal and central regions. Barbiturates, chloral hydrate, and certain intravenous anesthetics such as propofol and etomidate can also lead to marked beta enhancement. This medication-induced beta is often symmetric, persistent, and may show frontocentral spindling patterns. In the setting of known sedative use, diffuse beta is considered an expected and benign finding. Physiological beta activity can also be seen in alert, wakeful individuals, particularly those with heightened cortical arousal. In some cases, beta rhythms may be a stable trait, reflecting underlying differences in thalamocortical resonance or vigilance networks. Beta activity may increase during mental tasks, problem solving, anxiety, and other states of cognitive engagement. Children, adolescents, and anxious adults often exhibit enhanced beta activity, particularly when the EEG is recorded in a brightly lit or stimulating environment. These forms of beta are considered non-pathologic and may even enhance during drowsiness to wake transitions or in response to external stimulation. Artifactually, diffuse beta can result from electromyographic contamination. Muscle activity, particularly from the frontalis, masseter, and temporalis muscles, generates high-frequency signals in the beta and gamma range. EMG contamination is typically irregular, asymmetric, and confined to channels near the affected muscle group. Identifying EMG requires scrutiny of the frequency variability, distribution, and inconsistency of the waveform. EMG can be confirmed by correlating EEG with clinical signs such as jaw tension, head movement, or vocalization. Muscle beta differs from cerebral beta in morphology, topography, and reproducibility across state changes. Which alternatives must be ruled out? Diffuse beta activity, particularly when symmetric and widespread, can be misinterpreted in several ways. One common error is mistaking medication-induced beta for epileptiform activity, especially if the waveforms have sharp contours. However, unlike spikes, beta rhythms do not demonstrate abrupt onset, high voltage discharge, or aftercoming slow waves. They are not associated with clinical changes, do not evolve in frequency, and show no interictal field. Another source of confusion is EMG artifact, which overlaps in frequency with beta activity. Muscle artifact may appear as fast, irregular, high-frequency noise, particularly over frontotemporal regions. Unlike true cerebral beta, EMG has inconsistent amplitude, poor synchrony between homologous electrodes, and may vary dynamically with head or jaw movement. Careful visual inspection, combined with knowledge of muscle distribution and awareness of patient behavior, is essential to avoid misclassification. Beta activity may also be overinterpreted in certain clinical contexts, such as in patients with suspected seizures or altered mental status. In these cases, diffuse beta might be reported as a sign of hyperexcitability, CNS dysfunction, or excess fast activity, leading to unnecessary workup or treatment. This is particularly problematic in patients with normal neuroimaging and clinical exams, where the beta pattern may reflect sedative use or alertness. Recognizing the lack of associated pathological features, such as focal slowing, epileptiform discharges, or reactivity loss, helps avoid such interpretive pitfalls. How should a clinician report it? When diffuse beta activity is observed, the clinical report should provide a precise description of its frequency, distribution, amplitude, and possible etiology. A sample statement might be, diffuse beta activity in the 18 to 25 Hz range is present across frontal, central, and posterior regions, bilaterally symmetric and persistent throughout the recording. No associated epileptiform discharges or focal slowing is seen. If sedative or CNS depressant use is suspected, the report may contextualize the finding. The diffuse beta activity may reflect the effects of benzodiazepine or barbiturate medication, consistent with expected EEG changes associated with GABAergic modulation. If the patient is unmedicated and alert, the report may note, diffuse beta is likely physiological and within normal limits for an awake state. Importantly, beta activity should not be labeled as abnormal unless it is excessive, asymmetrical, or coexists with other pathological findings. The description should distinguish beta from epileptiform activity or artifact and avoid ambiguous terms like fast activity without qualifying its morphology or context. An accurate and confident description of diffuse beta reduces unnecessary diagnostic procedures and prevents mislabeling benign EEG patterns as pathological. What we wish clinicians knew about diffuse beta. We wish clinicians understood that diffuse beta activity is most often a benign, nonspecific finding that reflects the state of cortical arousal, the influence of medication, or normal physiologic variation rather than pathology. In routine EEG interpretation, beta is frequently overemphasized when it appears outside of frontal regions, despite decades of evidence showing that generalized beta can occur in healthy, alert individuals or as a predictable response to CNS depressants, especially those acting on GABA-A receptors. The mere presence of beta over parietal or occipital regions should not raise concern unless accompanied by additional abnormalities such as focal slowing, epileptiform discharges, or a loss of background reactivity. We also wish that clinicians were more aware of the powerful effect of benzodiazepines, barbiturates, and related sedative agents on beta activity. These medications frequently cause an increase in diffuse beta, sometimes with a spindle-like frontocentral pattern. Recognizing this pharmacologic signature helps prevent misinterpretation and places the EEG in the appropriate clinical context. Rather than labeling this pattern as excess fast activity or as evidence of seizure susceptibility, it should be understood as a well-characterized and expected neurophysiological response to GABAergic modulation. Moreover, we wish EEG readers were more skilled in distinguishing diffuse beta from muscle artifact, as both share overlapping frequency bands. Muscle artifact is typically irregular, asymmetrical, and variable with patient movement or facial tension. In contrast, true cerebral beta is rhythmic, spatially broad, and temporally stable. Misclassifying EMG as cortical beta or vice versa can lead to unnecessary concern or misdirected clinical decisions, particularly in neurodiagnostic workups. Finally, we wish reports more often included a brief interpretive statement about the likely origin of diffuse beta when appropriate. Phrases such as likely medication-related, consistent with physiologic alertness, or nonspecific beta variant provide valuable guidance to referring clinicians and help frame the EEG findings in a non-alarmist, explanatory way. Diffuse beta, in the absence of other abnormalities, is not a red flag. It is a common EEG feature whose significance is shaped entirely by clinical context. Recognizing this protects patients from misdiagnosis, overtreatment, and the unwarranted stigma of presumed brain dysfunction. Key takeaways. 1. Diffuse beta activity is a widespread, fast EEG rhythm that is often physiologic or medication-related, especially in sedated or alert individuals. 2. It is typically symmetric, low to moderate amplitude, and persistent, with no evolution, focality, or associated clinical change. 3. Common causes include benzodiazepines, barbiturates, arousal, and individual variability, while EMG artifact should always be excluded. 4. It must not be misinterpreted as epileptiform activity or encephalopathy, especially in the absence of evolution, slow waves, or reactivity loss. 5. Proper reporting should describe its distribution and likely origin, avoiding ambiguous or pathologizing language when the pattern is benign.